You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Yes, I know. Last week I had said that we are wrapping up season 2 of The Millennial Mind, and it is still true. I am back today on public demand, and today I have with me a very special guest, and she's working on issues that are extremely important to me. Please welcome Vanshika Goenka, the talented entrepreneur who is the founder of Cool Kanya, the online platform that provides career guidance, mentorship, and network opportunities to women so that they can build the careers of their own choice. But before I start, here's my introduction. Hi, I'm Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint. And welcome to the final episode of The Millennial Mind Season 2. Hi, Vanshika. Thank you for joining us on this bonus and final episode of The Millennial Mind Season 2.
So, hi, Pooja. It's great to be here and excited to talk to you.
So, Vanshika, you started Cool Kanya at the age of 25. That's really young. What inspired you to start this really cool platform?
So I think, Pooja, it started off really young for me. When I look back, I think one incident, started this all. I was just 5 years old, and I think it was Diwali, if I remember correctly. And I overheard this conversation between my father and my uncles, where, they were asking him that, tumhari do betiyan hai, aage kaam kaun karega? And I remember thinking to myself that, what about me? Why have they already dismissed me? And at that point, I never said anything, but that incident stuck with me. And a couple of years later, I started working for a sanitary pad company, and we were looking at redesigning the sanitary pad. And at that point, I just remember looking around the room, and there were all men. And I was the only woman sitting there, and I'm wondering to myself... Yeah, I'm wondering to myself that, how is it that men are ever going to design a sanitary pad, because they're never going to wear one? And then, I really started delving into this issue more, and I realized that women leave the workforce, and I wanted to understand why. And that's really when the idea of Cool Kanya was born.
It's very strange that as you rightly pointed out, for a product that men don't even wear, and they are the one calling the shots. Tell me something, Vanshika. Often you hear stories of women entrepreneurs and, the kind of challenges they face, despite there being so much conversation about awareness around diversity and encouraging women to, to work more, to be more upfront about things. Did you face any kind of challenges while you were building Cool Kanya?
I faced several. So I think one challenge, which sticks out to me is once I'd gone to an investor to just gain, just get advice on the product, the business plan, strategy. And I remember him telling me and asking me that, when do you plan to get married? And I was a little taken aback that, why is he asking me this question?
What?
Yeah, he asked me this question. And he said that, it also matters, because that'll also affect if an investor will invest in you or not. Because then, you have other priorities that will come in. And I remember thinking to myself at that point that if there was a man sitting there in my place, would he have asked the same question?
And that keeps
happening, here and there. But I feel like other than that, another challenge that we as Cool Kanya face is we are often confused to be an NGO, right? Sometimes it's just like, okay, you're doing something for women. So is this a charity? Are you running a charity? It keeps coming up sometimes. So, re-emphasizing that, Cool Kanya is not a charity. We are going to earn money. We are, on our way there. So I think that's another challenge that keeps coming up.
And tell me, do you have any role models? Because often there are surveys that come out that say that women don't have role models, and they are always looking for one. So do you have anybody you look up to?
So I honestly believe in learning from everyone. But someone who I really look up to is my mom. Just because, you know, she's one person who's actually never gone to college. But today she's leading in a male-dominated textile industry, right? So for me, she's someone who, you know, I really admire her journey. And, I as a kid, I would always go to her that, you know, mom, I'm not that smart. I don't know what I'm going to do in school. There's so many smarter people than me. And she would always tell me, you know, Vanshika, it's not as how good you are. It's how good you want to be. And that's something that stuck with me even now. And that's something that, you know, I use even now and at work. Like, it's okay, you know, I'm young. I don't know everything, but I'm going to work on it. And I'll get to know everything, you know. So it's a whole basis that hard work triumphs at the end. So I think she's definitely one person who I really look up to.
That's very inspiring and motivating, Vanshika. I mean, it's very nice that, you know, people always look out for role models, and our own moms have so much to tell us, so much to gain from them. I mean, talking about Cool Kanya, and now that the entire world is sort of shifting towards work from home, what kind of problems and issues are you guys facing? Any problems or issues right now? I mean, from the community side, I mean, and how are you addressing those problems?
So problems from working from home, or is problems in the community in general?
Both.
Like in March, I remember I was shocked, right? Like when this whole lockdown was declared, and now it's been 5 months. And we had a product that had to go live, I think like 10 days, you know, from that day that lockdown was declared. And I remember being so anxious and nervous that, you know, ab kaise kaam hoga? And I think we've really learned how to use technology properly, I think. You know, earlier we were just...
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
And then I think there's so many lessons we've learned, right? Like the importance of staying in touch with your team members during this time. You never see anyone's face, right? So people might feel isolated. Things like keeping your camera on during video calls. Things like even one-on-ones, doing more one-on-ones, making sure you're in touch with your team members. We've also started this thing where every Friday we have team group catch-ups, right? Like we also do something like, you know, just play games together on a Friday. So just have some FaceTime with the team. And another thing I personally realized during this whole thing is I'm a stickler for rules. I'm like, okay, it's, you know, 9 to 5, you have to be on your desk, you have to be working, and you have to be online. And yeah. I think one more thing I learned is that's not always possible, because now suddenly people also have household chores. They don't have anyone to make lunch. There's no, you know, no one delivering. So you have to allow them that kind of flexibility and let them be. And trust that, you know, as long as the work gets done, everything is fine. So I think that's another thing that I've learned with working from home.
And from the community side, did you face any problem there?
We did. I mean, so a lot of what really happened with the community aspect was earlier we were really dependent on offline events. And in March, if you asked me, we were planning a big event in October, and we had already started preparing for that. And suddenly the lockdown happened. So it was immediately learning how to pivot and change, dealing with change immediately. So in terms of even the community, we realized the importance of online events. We did something like the Get Work event where, you know, when people were losing jobs, we reached out to companies, got them to come in, give jobs to women. We also started doing a lot more weekly meetups on different topics, like, you know, how do I deal with losing my job? How do I redesign my resume? How do I use social media to my advantage to start my own business? So multiple things like that, where we had to really think on our feet and act fast. We also actually they started doing monthly workshops, like week-long workshops. Like we did something for marketing. We did something with on chup circles. So dealing with how do you undo years of conditioning. With Deepa Narayan, who's a former advisor for the World Bank. So we really had to innovate, and now we've launched our marketplace, which we didn't have in the pipeline at all, right? So it's just learning how to move and really dealing with change and learning from change.
Those are very interesting ideas that you guys have pivoted to. I mean, it's nice, you know, I mean, when crises happen, I think that really makes you think really quickly, and you really have to adapt. Tell me, what is the way forward in the sense, what kind of future are you looking at for Cool Kanya?
So with us, our main vision and dream is to create the one-stop destination for everything to do with a woman's career. So we've just recently launched, we launched the Cool Kanya freelance marketplace, where women can come, enlist their services and sell their services like content writing, graphic designing, etc. What's our plan for the future is to develop our community a lot more, look at profession-specific forums, add more languages. My dream is to go regional. Like, I want to be able to help someone, you know, in smaller cities, go tier 2, go tier 3. So, just working on that and coming up with an app as well. So there's a lot to do.
Wow. So you have a lot on your plate right now, huh?
Yeah, a lot.
Vanshika, in a very short span of time, Cool Kanya has garnered a very strong community for itself. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, you have 30,000 people. That's quite a huge number. What is your secret sauce?
Thanks, Pooja. That's a huge compliment. So I think for us, our secret sauce is, number one, is our focus on safety and trust, right? And that comes into play right from the beginning, from the minute the user logs in, to the features we also provide. So for example, on our community, a user has a feature like the anonymous feature. So immediately if a user is scared to reveal her identity or wants to speak on something that's a lot more sensitive and she's scared to say that, you know, I'm saying this, she can immediately turn on the anonymous feature and post a question. Right. And even in general, for us, trust plays such an important role that each and every answer that we give we have to make sure that it's actionable, that a user really gets something out of that kind of an answer. Right. So empathy and actionability in our answers comes into play in a big way. Another thing for us that's really important in our community is the fact that we want every user to be able to grow. So whether it comes into play with the kind of resources we provide. So on our community, a user will find resources like, how do I become a freelancer? To how do I charge better? So they're like guides also that we give. Along with that, what we've also done is we have connected the marketplace that we've recently gone live with the community. So you can join the community, and even if you're a freelancer who's just starting out or you just want to do something on the side, you have access to the marketplace, right? So the marketplace is there as an avenue for you to earn extra revenue, sell your services, and you have the community there to support you. So anytime you have any questions, anytime you are, you know, you're unsure, say for example, of how do I charge my services, you have access to the community to grow. So really, my dream with the community is to create that kind of safe space where women can trust each other, provide advice to each other, grow together, and really succeed in whatever career field they choose.
Thank you, Vanshika. I mean, that is really the need of the hour. Women today really need that kind of support and encouragement. And I'm really happy that Cool Kanya is helping out women, which is something which the world really wants. And hope many more leaders come out of Cool Kanya. Thanks for coming on the show. And it was a pleasure having you.
It was great connecting with you and speaking with you. Thank you.
I hope you got as inspired from Vanshika as I did. With this bonus episode, it's finally time to wrap up the second season of The Millennial Mind. As always, I love hearing your feedback. Please, please keep them coming in. And last but not the least, do tell me what you would like to hear in season 3. Please feel free to reach out to me on Twitter. My handle is PoojaPooja_SNGH. You can also email us at podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Livemint production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.